The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you today?
Well, I tell you, like most of the country, I am trying to pick my jaw up off the floor after last night's incredible reveal by Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I thought it was extraordinary.
It is absolutely extraordinary, and I think because I've been watching the media, the international media, of course, with great interest today, and they're saying, it's nothing new. It may not have been new information, but I think it's very important to note that the information revealed showed the pattern of lies that Iran told while the major powers around the world jostled towards this nuclear treaty. So it wasn't to establish any new information, but rather to establish this pattern of lies that Iran's intentions are not for anything other than nuclear war. But everybody, I tell you, let's all just give a moment, a round of applause, gobsmacked at the extraordinary daring of our Mossad, our intelligence community. It's staggering. It's right up there, even more than Entebbe, even more than the capture of Eichmann. How they managed to do it, I have no idea. And in a beautiful irony, today is the Hebrew day that coincides of the death of Eli Cohen. He was the spy executed in Syria. And today it's almost come full circle that we have this moment where our Mossad lives up to its legendary reputation. I mean, it boggles the mind.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many different facets about what was released yesterday. Is number one, the fact that not only could Israel, could the Mossad go in to Tehran in Iran, which is one of the most belligerent nations towards Israel, get this information out. The information that they actually got out proves what Netanyahu was saying the whole time. It actually shows a verifiable proof of what has happened. And, what I find absolutely incredulous is the amount of denial that's actually coming out of some of the European countries regarding this information that has been shown to them.
Well, according to the Times of Israel today, our Mossad agents managed to get into the building, take out half a ton of documents, and smuggle them back to Israel the same night. I mean, it's superhuman.
And apparently,
it's Mossad that they're absolute best. I mean, I can't stop crowing about this because it's incredible. But as you say, that we've seen a lot of the European countries almost being snarky about this or avoiding this. This is information that we've been saying again and again and again, and now we have irrefutable proof. You know, somebody said to me, is he not being too bogged down in facts? You know, and while I applaud our Prime Minister's PowerPoint presentation expertise, when it comes to an issue like this, you have to have irrefutable facts. Nothing can be doubted. And he explained it in very, very simple terms. And I think that a lot of countries are perhaps disgruntled that they have been outplayed and outmaneuvered by Israel, by Prime Minister Netanyahu, somebody who's not always popular amongst international leadership. Many feel that, some think he's insincere about peace, some think that he strong-arms them, but it's a brilliant game of chess that the Prime Minister has played, especially as we approach May the 12th, and he has snookered international leaders, and in particular President Trump, into making concrete decisions about the Iran nuclear treaty. And he's done it with kind of by bucking the usual style that our intelligence community follow, which is to be very, very secretive and very quiet about their achievements or the intelligence that they receive. He has gone completely against the system and revealed it to the world.
Now, I actually read a little bit more into this, you know, because the way that I see this is putting all of these documents out now, it does give justification for any possible actions that Israel, the United States, or even Saudi Arabia might take either unilaterally or in conjunction with each other to deal with this potential threat. And I think by putting it out there in the international community, showing the justification before any action is taken, it's making sure that no one is claiming that they're covering their tracks afterwards.
Well, absolutely. And also along with that, and what has been very, very intriguing to watch is that, and I've done my gambit across the major print media, a lot of them not making this front page or top story, which it absolutely is. But the Saudis put this story on the front page of their major daily newspaper, and that to me speaks volumes. That shows you what the temperature in the Middle East is, where the alliances are being formed, and who the main players are when it comes to dealing with Iran are. But absolutely incredible. And moments before Netanyahu made his reveal, we heard from Tehran, we heard them accusing him of being a liar, of being the man who perpetually cries wolf. But now he has the half ton of facts to back that up, and copious amounts of files and discs to back up his claims. Also, we heard from President Trump afterwards, who said that you know, Netanyahu has revealed and has been proven right about the nuclear weapons archive, and it's extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary. It's really a historical moment for everybody who was watching. And Netanyahu to CNN today said that he doesn't want to go towards war. War is not what we are seeking. What we are seeking is a fair and just treaty that stops Iran from moving forward with its nuclear program, and especially towards getting the nuclear weapon.
And what is the general feeling in Israel today after last night's announcement?
Well, let me tell you something. Everybody is extremely proud of our Mossad. We really, really are, because they are the stuff of legend. They are the stuff of Twitter parody pages, which you know, mocks their capabilities, you know, in the most loving and patriotic ways. But they've shown exactly how extraordinary they are. I as an Israeli, could not be more proud. I really am bursting with pride. I think whether you like him or loathe him, you cannot take away from Netanyahu's ability to address the international community in the way that he is able to put the facts forward. I have heard from a few Americans saying, you know, he's just like Trump and therefore we can't take his word, you know, anti-Trumpists. Some saying, well, he hasn't told us anything new. And the point is not to tell us anything new. The point is to show a systematic industry of lies perpetrated by Iran. And at the end of the day, the treaty that exists in its current format was signed based on lies.
Yes. Yeah, so without saying I told you so, this is pretty much an hour in the sun for Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Very, very much so. And he proved that he can really rock a PowerPoint presentation.
Well, he can. I mean, it's not as shocking as a hand-drawn bomb, but I suppose it definitely does get the point across.
Well, I think this was the news of all news to inspire shock and awe. And I think that as we move towards May the 12th, it's going to be very interesting. We already have heard that France, Germany and England want to come and see the material as soon as possible. And we do know that the Prime Minister's office will dispatch expert teams to countries around the world to explain the findings in proper detail.
Oh, and let's hope that this does make some changes. Now, moving on, apparently a B'nai Tzion instructor is going to be questioned on suspicion of manslaughter.
Yes. So the police raided the B'nai Tzion Mechina. They took a lot of computers, a lot of files. But as of today, Aviv Badichev, who is an instructor from the B'nai Tzion Mechina, he will be questioned, he was questioned on suspicion of manslaughter, as it was the academy's principal, Yuval Kahan. He will be questioned on suspicion of negligent homicide. And in Israel, manslaughter is the result of an offense to indifference or recklessness, while in negligent homicide cases, the suspect is believed to not have been able to foresee the outcome. So what we do know is that very, very shortly after this horrendous, horrendous tragedy, both Badichev and Kahan were arrested and taken in for questioning. And there is a committee that has been set up with the comptroller, with the defense ministry, with the education ministry to investigate this further, because we Israelis and of course the families, we want answers and we want justice for these 10 youth, because this was a horrible tragedy, a horrible incident that should never have happened. It could very, very easily have been avoided.
Okay, and just to clarify for our listeners, we are referring to the incident where those 10 students lost their lives in the flash floods last week. That's what this is all.
This is the news that we're talking about.
Ah, and so he's been taken in for questioning. Originally, weren't there three suspects?
Originally, we don't know how many suspects, or I can't confirm how many suspects, but we definitely know that from the outset, the madrich, or the instructor, and the principal were those that came under microscope as it happened.
Okay, and just moving on from there, apparently a bus has been making some waves saying that Jews' behavior, not anti-Semitism, caused the Holocaust.
Well, this is another story. I mean, and I know things are overshadowed by Bibi's announcement with regards to Iran, but the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas gave almost a history lesson to a gathering of the Palestinian National Council, which was very, very rare. It's very, very rare for the Palestinian National Council to gather, but Abbas used this opportunity again. A missed opportunity, never missing an opportunity to miss an opportunity, and this is why they are being picked out by the Saudi Crown Prince. But at a very, very long speech at the session, he said that he is going to give a history lesson, bearing in mind that this is a man who wrote his university thesis on Holocaust denial. And he said that his narrative is backed by three points made by Jewish writers and historians, and the one being the theory that Ashkenazi Jews are not the descendants of ancient Israelites. And this is according to a book by Arthur Kessler. He went on to say that the Holocaust was not the result of anti-Semitism, but rather of the Jews' social behavior, charging interest on, being moneylenders, charging interest and various financial matters. I mean, even if you took to Twitter, Hanem Nusaybe, somebody on Twitter said, who was sitting actually in the assembly, said, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Abu Mazen on PATV basically saying Hitler facilitated the building of Israel. And he went on to say that he claimed that Israel was a European project from the start, saying that leaders like Lord Arthur Balfour restricted the immigration of Jews while simultaneously promoting the immigration of Jews to Israel. And he said those who sought a Jewish state weren't Jews, and that it has nothing or that Israel is a colonial project that has nothing to do with Judaism to safeguard European interests. Now, I don't know if you're going to join me, but are we going to put money on it if we are going to hear from world leaders, and particularly the European Union, who never waste a moment to castigate Israel? for anything. I mean, the latest being the death of a Hamas journalist during these protests in Gaza. But are we going to hear from them condemning Abbas for this blatant, flagrant anti-Semitism?
I've got no doubt about that, Ro. I think it's going to be in all the headlines. It's, you know, the charge is probably going to be led by our friend Corbyn in the British Labour Party himself. And they're going to come out with strict condemnation of Abbas's statements, showing, you know, that they definitely are... don't have two different standards for the two sides in the Middle East process.
Of course, I mean, they're always fair. I mean, there's never a hint of hypocrisy, never.
Never, ever. That's unheard of. I don't even know why you'd even suggest such a thing.
Yeah, well, all jokes aside, this is very, very serious. And this is, to me, proof yet again why we don't have somebody who can work with us as a partner in negotiating any kind of lasting peace in the Middle East.
Well, look, if I have a look at what's been happening lately in the Arab world, I don't think that we really have to worry too much regarding that. Because if we have a look at the Arab conference, they're no longer calling it the Palestinian cause. They're talking the Palestine problem. And they're now looking at possibly negotiating with Jordan as a possible peace partner instead of the Palestinians themselves.
Well, this shows you just where the Middle East is moving. And this is also why we are having these protests along the south of Israel, along the border with Gaza, because there are desperate attempts by Hamas to keep Palestinian issues the way they see it as relevant, because it is slipping, as the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia said, from the agenda. Everybody is concerned about Iran. And after last night, and dare I say the word, bombshell, everybody is looking towards what kind of solutions are we going to face moving forward with Iran.
Without a doubt. And I have to say, you know, every day with every headline gaining more and more respect for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, you know, especially after his last statement directed towards Abbas and the Palestinians, saying either get to the negotiations table or shut up.
Exactly, exactly. You know, if you are sincere about peace, if you're sincere about the concerns of your people, it's time to put up or shut up, basically.
Absolutely. Rolene, thank you so much for another unbelievable Israel report. We look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Same time, same place, and even same chair.
Oh, what more can we ask for? Thanks, Rolene.